afternoon. This is the Yarnings Podcast, and I'm Christine. I'll be your host. Today, we're going to try and fit something about appliness in every single segment. Let's see how I can do that. We're going to talk a little bit about my yarnings, some time in the kitchen, of course, some geekiness, a bit about my crafty biz, and I will giggle throughout. So sit back, enjoy some apple cider, and let's chat. Yarnings are the fibery bits I work on during the week, whether it's knitting or crocheting or any future fibery project that I should add. This week, I want to tell you about a very special event that I went to. Debbie Stoller, who wrote the Stitch and Bitch books, which are excellent instructional tools, she was visiting Portland. She came to Yarn Garden, and me and three of my knitting friends went to go and hear her speak. She did a little talk about her newest book, Knitting Superstar, which is a more advanced knitting book than the ones she's done before. And so then she also did an instructional section talking about lace knitting. It was really helpful. She particularly helped me learn more about the right and left slanting decreases. I know how to do them, I know when to do them, but I don't always remember which side is most pleasing for the knit two together and which side is the slip slip knit. So she did some really good demonstrations that I think may have cemented this into my head. So I'm excited about that because I do knit quite a bit of lace and things with increases and decreases. So very good knowledge to have. If she comes to your town, you should definitely go see her. And while we were out that day, we also stopped at Urban Fiber, which is one of Portland's newest yarn stores. And I had heard about them because they are carrying Black Trillium yarn, my friend Melanie's yarn line. And so I went to go visit her yarn that they had there. It was a cute little store, and I hope that they grow their supply and that more people come in. In the time that we were there, we were the only people in there. But it seems like they've got some really unique selection of stuff. So it should be a really good destination for people in the Pearl District. We also went to my very favorite Portland yarn store, which is Happy Knits. They are in a more industrial feel building with loft-like high ceilings, and they've got big giant shelves of everything, and it's very well lit, so it's really easy to see what you're looking at. They have a ton of Malabrigo and Madeline Tosh and all the beautiful stuff. They also have a wall in the back, something that was new. They carry Knit Picks needle tips, and I hadn't seen that in a store before. And I use almost exclusively Knit Picks needles. So it's really nice to know that there is a local place where I could get a replacement real quick if I don't want to wait for shipping. And I love to support them. They are a really cool place. When I first started my business, I went and got quite a few different varieties of yarn so that I could try a bunch of different things, and it's really a great place. So if you're coming to Portland, go visit Happy Knits. So for things that I actually worked on this week, I finished the Christine in the Fall socks. These are the ones using the TDTU top down toe up pattern that Rachel from the Knit Sense podcast wrote. And Erin from Anatomy of Knitting has a cable version of it on her Ravelry as well. I just did plain vanilla socks. This yarn just didn't want to be anything more complicated than that. I did a little different ribbing on the top where I started out with 4x1 ribbing and then increased a little bit to get to 5x1 ribbing as I got further up my calf. And I think they're going to be nice. I knit too tight, and so I always have to cast on more stitches. And sometimes that bites me in the butt a little because I don't get as much flexibility in the heel. So then I end up doing more stitches and less decreasing. I don't know. It looks good and they feel good on, but it doesn't feel like I have very much decoration where the decreases were. Like I would have liked it to be a little bit longer line, and just because how the stitch counts worked out, how many I increased, then how many I decreased, it just didn't look as cool to me as I was hoping. But they fit perfect, so it's kind of an irrational thought. Anyhow, the pattern was great. The yarn was good. And I have socks that look fally, but they also look me. And fally means apples and squash and baked potatoes and apple crisp and all those wonderful things. And it's just amazing to me how much I have come to love autumn. I always have been a spring person, but the last few years I've gotten more and more happy with autumn. It makes me smile because particularly I love the foods of the fall and I love the colors of the fall. So anyhow, these socks are just right. I will be wearing them on Thanksgiving. That was my goal, was to have them done. I was just working on them slowly along with other things. So, done for Thanksgiving. Yay. I'll post some real pictures. I just have a little Moblog post up of them now, but I'll post some real pictures soon. So let's see, what else have I been knitting? Just scarves, tons of things for the potential craft show, which I'll talk more about in the crafty biz section. Prototype hood, prototype washcloths. I updated my stash the other day on Ravelry because I realized that there were some yarns that I didn't have when I went to go and add projects. So I went through my whole pile of invoices and made sure everything was in. So all of the newer stash at least is entered, and that's about the best that I can get these days. I tried to cast on for the Shalom sweater that I talked about on the very first episode. And I'm trying to use Erin weight yarn, and I'm not getting gauge. And when I do get gauge, it just is not as happy as it should be because the pattern was made with bulky yarn. So I don't know. I think I'm gonna rip back because I'm gonna try. I think I'm just gonna rip it all out and try again and get a gauge that looks good rather than trying to get what the pattern says. Because I'm not even close and it just looks too open and loose. Yeah, I was hoping that I would have this close to being done by now, so it might be a knit over the holidays project. I will be going to California to be with my in-laws after Christmas, so I'll have some good amount of time of knitting then, and along with working on stuff for my business, I always like to have a project for me along, and probably some socks too for airplane and road knitting. So that's what I'm yarning. What's in your kitchen? My kitchen is kind of messy right now, but it has been full of wonderful fall flavors. One trick that I did this week was I had a box of apple bread mix that I'd picked up from Trader Joe's, and it's been sitting in my cupboard for quite a while, probably from the last holiday season. But bread mixes are usually okay, so I wasn't worried about that. So my special trick was this recipe called for melted butter and oil, and I think milk. And instead of the oil and the butter, I added a can of pumpkin, and that has enough liquid in it. I added a little bit of milk too, just to when I realized it wasn't mixing up well, and then I baked it as normal. I think I had to bake it just a little longer, but it tasted delicious. It really, you couldn't tell that it was missing all of that fat, and it was so much healthier. And the bread mix itself was really good. It had little pieces of apples in it, And I made just a very simple powdered sugar, water, and cinnamon extract glaze for on the top. Really good. We ate small pieces of that throughout the week, and it was much healthier than buying a box of cookies or making a cake. It was really, really a good choice for keeping us on track this week. And we also made fried chicken soup. What's fried chicken soup, you might ask? My dad was at a restaurant once and he had this soup that he really liked, and they called it fried chicken soup. And to me, that is just a strange description for this soup because the base of it is a cream of celery with curry. And then, yes, you do garnish it with little pieces of fried chicken strips. But it's not really the base of the soup. So, what the recipe calls for is you take celery, sauté it up, and while you're sauteing it, you put a ton of curry powder on it. Just regular curry powder, not anything special. This is just the regular generic curry powder. It's not like red curry or yellow curry or any of those. This is the spice mix curry. But it smells so good. And so you saute up the celery. And then in another pan, you start making a simple roux with butter, flour, milk, chicken broth. And then you put it all together and use a stick blender on it. And it gets all the chunks of the celery all blended up. If you could see me, my hands are making blending motions. And then you cook it until it gets thick, which sometimes does take a while because you don't want it to burn and all that. And then you serve it with either sliced up chicken strips or some kind of fried up veggie meat and frozen peas, which again, it's kind of a strange thing, but it works really well. So this is one of my very favorite recipes. We don't have it very often because it's not as healthy, but I have healthified it. I have both the original version and the updated, healthier version on my site, The Red Kitchen, and I'll link to that in the show notes. For those of you who are new to the show, I have a crafting business. It's called Kady Elbe, KadyElleBee. It's my initials, all spelled out. And I sell handmade, knitted and crocheted items on Etsy. I'm also selling my patterns. So, the last time I talked to you, I had just done a major launch of my products, or I was going to be doing it the next day. That went really well. I had my first sale. I have a couple of custom orders that I'm going to be working on, and I'm just working as fast as I can to try and be ready, potentially, if I get into the Plan B craft show. The first one didn't work out, so I'm trying again. I'm trying to be positive that the second one that I'm going to get in and I'm going to be able to go and show my stuff and actually talk to people about it, and hopefully that will make a big difference in my business. Along the way, I'm taking some crafty biz classes to try and keep me on track, and especially with the holiday season. So this last week, here's the apple-y portion of the episode. I seriously needed a new iPhone. My old one was dying and vibrated all the time for no reason, and it was a 3G, and it just wasn't handling the new software updates. So had to have a new phone. I also kind of needed a new computer so that we could switch mine around to Eric's. We have been buying Apple's Mac Minis since they came out because we've always had monitors and keyboard and mice, and we never really needed a whole system. And This has been perfect. We have now four of them in the house. One of them is downstairs and hooked up to the TV. One is on Eric's desk, the other is on my desk, and the other one is very, very old and doesn't have a home in the house yet. We just haven't quite figured out what we could do that would be useful. It doesn't have Bluetooth, it doesn't run anything updated. So, yeah, that one might just sit for a little bit until we think of a good use for it. So, anyhow, Apple is great. I sound like a fangirl, but I don't care. They've been good to me, so I just keep buying them. So that's the Apple-y part of my update. In other geeky news, I wrote a post about where I'm at with fall TV shows, which ones I'm still watching, which ones I ditched, and all that. So that's on my blog. I'll link to that in the show notes. Basically, there's not a lot of winners. The event, Hawaii Five-0, they're good, but just not feeling the love. And we finished Alias, and that's bittersweet because I really liked the show and I didn't really want it to be over, even though it had run its course, and I liked the storyline and where it was going. I miss it because now I don't have a Netflix TV show that I'm watching. So, need to pick the next one. I'm not sure what it's gonna be. That's the story. I am geeky enough that I have quite a few extensions in Firefox, and as I was refreshing my computer, rather than moving over all my settings, I just reinstalled everything. So, I've been looking back and seeing which software I used and which things I didn't, and trying to get everything back on track. So, for browser plugins, one of the things that helped me a whole lot on my launch was an Etsy hack called Copy Listings. And you get into an existing listing and click this Grease Monkey link, and it will load up the new listing with the existing info. So very helpful. I still have to do a lot of tweaking as I go along, but it made things super easy. So I'm gonna link to Etsy hacks in the show notes. So those of you that might have a storefront now or someday might be able to get use out of that as well. I could also make a list of the apps that I'm running in my computer, if that would be interesting to anybody. So let me know in the Ravelry group, and I'd be happy to put that together. Something that's making me giggle this week is my obsessive need to listen to songs over and over. I got a CD, several CDs from a friend online, Jen, who has helped me increase the number of artists in my iTunes. And so it's really hard to not just put those on repeat and listen to them over and over. I didn't realize how much I loved Taylor Swift until now. Her new songs are really good. But the thing that particularly has me all aflutter is Christian Kane. Some of you may know him from watching the show Angel. He was Lindsay, the evil lawyer whose hand got cut off. And he sang once on the show, and it was so beautiful. And I have the CD that has that song on it. But there is also some new songs that he has out, and I could listen to The House Rules over and over. And it's particularly a nice technique for coping with the loud neighbors. I'll just turn it on really loud and not care how loud it is because they're being loud enough that I can hear them. And it's a good song to sing along with. And if you like music videos, there's a link on his site, which I'll link in the show notes, to the video of the song, which Timothy Hutton, who is on Leverage with him, directed this video. And there is this big single take for half of the video where they're following him around with the camera. And since I love Whedon shows, I have gotten to appreciate these giant oneers where they do the single take and walk through things with the Steadicam, and oh, so good. So I probably wouldn't have noticed it, except that I love directors like Joss Whedon, who does things like that. So if you feel like having a smile today, you should go and listen to Christian Kane or watch the movie. This has been episode 4 of the Yarnings podcast. I don't know what's going to be in the next episode, but I'm sure that it will be some yarn, some kitchen geekiness, girliness, whatever. And as we get closer to the holidays, I bet I will have some holiday specific thoughts, like my favorite Christmas music and some baking, and how I'm planning to keep my sanity during the holidays. So I'm looking forward to that. So to finish, do you think an apple a day keeps the doctor away? I don't know, but they sure are yummy. Look for Honeycrisp apples in your store. Those are my favorite. Thanks for joining me. You can find out more about the podcast on yarningspodcast.com. There's a link there to add us in your iTunes and the Ravelry group. And I'd love to see you over there. There's a couple people that have left sweet compliments, and I appreciate that so much. If you'd like to follow me around during the week, I'm KDLB, just the letters, on Twitter, and I'm Christine on Ravelry. Thanks again for joining me. And that's